They didn't even bring me back a damn t-shirt. It's GRD's Weekly.
That's right.
We had so much fun.
Totally forgot. By the time we thought, oh, we need to go get Bruce something, they were closed.
You were already back here.
I was.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Actually, it was the next day.
Yeah. Hey, he's going to be doing a show, and we didn't get anything.
Okay, fine. We brought you some free stuff.
I like free stuff.
Memories. We brought you memories.
Memories.
Welcome to GRD's Weekly? Yeah.
Weekly.
Sorry, I went through puberty there for a moment.
It was
about
to happen.
Welcome to GRD's Weekly number 48, the Balticon 09 episode, I guess we call it.
Woohoo!
Balticon 09, It doesn't work that way.
No.
It doesn't work that way. All gathered around the table again to sing and dance and not get t-shirts. Sitting across from me, the man who is mad about not getting the t-shirt, that is the Bruce.
I'm going to snap your nose. I'll toss it out of Vicar.
Really? Why would you do that?
Huh?
That's just wrong.
Yeah,
that's
wrong.
A sick, sick thing for you to do.
Come on, Bruce.
Sitting to my left, your wherever it she's coming out of your headphones at, that would be the Flinstress.
Who is that dangerously unbalanced woman?
It's the Flinstress.
Wow.
Pay attention. And me, well,
I do have a tendency to trip over. Did you mean unbalanced like that?
Maybe. Possibly.
Okay.
We'll find out because I'm Billy Flynn.
I am the terror that laughs in the night.
Bring it.
All of a sudden, you're Darkwing Duck.
Damn.
Congratulations. I knew you had an alter ego.
Yeah. Well, you know, what are you going to do? Yes. Welcome back. It's welcome back.
Welcome
how many times have we said
back.
That? Yeah, your dreams were your ticket out. It is Wednesday something or another, May 27th, 2009, as we gather around. Oh, because as it turns out, folks, those of us in America have a little thing called Memorial Day, which is a holiday, which means, for the most part, we don't have to go to work.
Yeah.
Because there were some people very confused that there wasn't a Daily Show on Monday.
Hey, where's my Daily Show? I can't live without it.
Apparently, the vicar did say on Friday's show that he would see everybody Tuesday, but it was like, say Tuesday. So no one really heard that.
No one listens when he talks anyway.
And that's just how that goes. So, we're back. We're a little bit late, but that's fine. We had a hell of a great time. We're going to be talking all about that. But first, we got to find out what we did geekified since last time. So, Flinstress, what have you forgotten you did geeky this week?
I did. I had a hard time coming up with geeky stuff because, like, Balticon is just, like, so fresh in my mind.
Fresh. Exciting. Okay. So exciting for me.
I read some or listened to some more chapters of The Rookie.
Okay,
because
yes.
I knew I was going to be meeting Scott Segler, and I was like, well, I want to sort of have a little more of this story in my mind. I
very
haven't quite finished it yet. Yeah,
good,
really good,
good
so far. And did that. We've also watched some more episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them is particularly good right now. You know,
Season 5 of Buffy, as you might remember, keep in mind, we're only 2 episodes in.
Okay.
But Dawn showed up.
Buffy's sister.
Oh, yes. All of a sudden, it's like, Mom! Wait,
right.
Yeah.
I would have to say that thus far in this, in the 2 episodes we've watched of both for the 5th season, I believe I'm enjoying Angel more.
Yeah, and it's not that great either, but it's better. At least they're kind of off of Monster of the Week. They still sort of do Monster of the Week.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see them set up their new headquarters in this abandoned hotel thing. Anyway, I don't know. That's where we are. And
Holy Hotel Batman! Because it's a hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I got that.
Got it.
I'm here.
And I'm sure we've watched some TV. We've been playing some of the Newlywed Game. We've been playing game shows. Debbie Gibson from the 80s is randomly really, really good. Like the best I've ever seen at the Pyramid Game Show.
Oh.
You know, where it's ones like things that a snake charmer might say and those kinds of things. But she is like succinct.
Because if she succinct, then that you're questioning
then
her bodily
take us
hygiene.
A shower.
No, but she's really, really, really good at that game for a celebrity, like the best I've ever seen.
Oh, that's good.
And
she might actually have a brain too.
Certainly, might
be amazing.
Unfortunately, a boob job, but yeah.
So, since I've had a hard time really remembering Geeky Week, I guess when you get to yours,
wow,
maybe I'll just chime in on yours.
Oh, wow, that's quite unusual. Well, we're only 4 minutes in, not 20, so I don't know how to say this, but the Bruce, what have you been doing Geeky Vibe this week?
Well, while I did not go to Balticon.
What?
Yes.
You weren't there?
I wasn't there.
I swear I saw you in the corner.
Yeah, it was another Wookiee.
That was a Cthulhu.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh, snap, now you're Cthulhu.
Now I'm Cthulhu. Not a Wookiee anymore. Not a Sasquatch, now I'm Cthulhu. All right. I did have a fun time at a friend's birthday party. Sarah, again, another friend of mine, she had her birthday party this past weekend, and we all went over to the house and partied it up and sweated. Because her house is like 100 billion degrees.
She doesn't have an air conditioner?
She doesn't have air conditioning.
Wow.
And her windows open about yay much.
I would have said, okay, my gift to you on your birthday is to have the party at my house.
Yeah, no kidding. I was thinking about that. I was like, no.
Or lots of fans and many bags of ice.
We had some fans, but with 14, 15 people in the apartment, yeah, it got kind of hot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a little on the warm
hot
side.
Time in the apartment. Okay, sorry.
Let's see. I have discovered a new website.
No.
Yes.
What would that be?
It's called Text from Last Night.
Okay.
Okay.
And it is as corny but as hilariously fun as it sounds. You have your text that you got from last night, and you put it on the website. Basically, from today alone, the gems I saw today, I think I gave almost everybody at the party the clap last night.
Wow!
Somebody sent somebody that way a text.
That sounds like your kind of party.
No. Everybody's using protection there. Let's see. My wife says it's no good to have oral sex during pregnancy. So I guess pregnancy is like regular life.
Oh!
I swear to God, these are word for word from this website. And I told him it was like a man's penis, only smaller.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
See, yeah. When I text drunk or crazy or whatever, it's usually like I just spell stuff wrong or, a lot at the end or whatever. It's not usually too crazy.
Yeah. This literally, and they'll give you the area code where these were sent from. So,
how many were from Sacramento, California?
Florida.
I don't know. I wasn't paying that attention.
Don and Mike would have told you that Sacramento has a lot of people that do the Sacramento dance.
The Sacramento dance would be
something that people from Sacramento would tend to do.
Well, that's great.
Google it.
Right before they would send a text like that, I believe. That's what they were saying.
Okay.
That's not me. You can send that to Don and Mike. Thank you.
Complain to them.
Yeah.
There's not much new on television right now.
No, that's not true. So you think you can dance is on? I know you love that.
Yeah. No.
Your Wipeout show you bragged about.
It's
so
not
much
back on yet.
Comes on tonight then.
Tonight?
I think it is tonight.
Is it tonight?
You do TV pages.
I do TV pages. Okay.
I think we need to defer to his judgment.
If it's tonight, then I'll watch it
tomorrow.
No, you won't,
because it's in 24 minutes.
He'll TiVo
I'm sure somebody's going to TiVo at my house.
Oh, he's sure someone's going to be
sure
looking
somebody,
out for him.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I'm sure somebody's going to look out for me.
You're putting your trust in your family members?
I mean, you could pretty much yell and hear your house from
that'll
here.
Be your undoing, sir.
But I am watching Harper's Island. The bodies are
now still been like five. It's only been five episodes, right?
Five or six, yeah.
Because I still only have five sitting on my DVR, and I'm like,
I think it's five, either five or six. I can't remember. I know my
seems like
TV
it's been five for a while, though, is what I'm saying to you.
Okay, they actually had one taped on Saturday night.
I need to go look. Maybe
yeah,
there
we
is
can
six.
Check. Maybe there are six now.
Okay.
Do we want to wait for the story to finish and then watch all at once, or we just
do you realize
do we have a
that's
plan?
The reason we have five of them on there? Because specifically, even you even said, since it's a limited series and a murder mystery, you'd rather have them just all at once instead of having to wait
that
for
that sounds
them.
Like something I'd say.
And it was.
Okay.
But you don't have to trust me.
Then I won't
I
give
rarely
you any,
know what I'm talking about.
Then I won't give you any more details
really?
About that. Yes.
It's on an island.
Yeah.
Is it lost?
No.
No,
it's not.
No,
it's not.
All right. There's another new show on Fox called Mental. That was actually very close to the first three, 4 minutes.
Your head is as empty as a eunuch's underpants.
Wow.
this That's is pretty empty.
It's a formula show. The outsider is now in charge, and if it's well done, it's going to be pretty good. If not, it's going to be everything else on Fox, and it's going to get canceled in three episodes. And
or it might just be as good as My Own Worst Enemy.
Yeah, which got canceled in 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the one you said was going to rock, right?
Or if it's animated, it gets renewed without even seeing it.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. That's
right.
Exactly. That's
one
fine.
Or the other.
Let's go ahead and give it five seasons.
Yeah, right now.
Do it.
The only other thing on my schedule right now is Matrix Night at the Fallout.
Oh, yeah.
A decent setup. They had a nice big screen up there with the digital green scrolling signs and symbols. But
I don't even see the code anymore. Like, that's a blonde and that's a redhead.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did have things like take the red pill. Scroll. You would see. You would scroll down and you'd see the words, take the red pill. Interesting.
I would ask you to tell me about it, but no one can be told what the Matrix is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no one ever makes the jump myself. The first time?
Uh-uh. No.
Yeah, nobody ever does.
I would have.
I wonder what chicken actually tastes like.
Frutios. Is that it? Frutios?
That works, yeah.
Or Tostitos, whatever it was.
Tostitos.
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 Nope.
Nope. Tostitos?
Tostitos.
Okay.
There's definitely enough.
Our listeners are screaming. They're like, I know it!
Well, they generally scream when they listen to us anyway.
Wow.
Well, not that way.
Ladies.
Not that way.
I think he meant in agony.
Okay.
Well, whatever you're into.
Female magic users were queuing up to nibble on my plus 69 staff of penetration.
Whoa, hey, how are you doing?
All right. For the My Geek Week.
Sorry, that was one of my panels I was at. You were saying?
Yeah. Unfortunately, for the rest of My Geeky Week, that's it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not big this week.
Well, then, well, sir, when is it ever? Let's see.
We'll see.
I will very quickly go through some comic books. I read Air number 8. That's the really weird one about strange things happening in the sky, and Amelia Earhart's in it, and there's people trying to unlock keys to... I don't know. It's very, very weird. It's something J.J. Abrams would do, and I think he's involved in some way, but I don't remember. But you'd like
cool.
it. It's very... complicated and weird and wacky.
Green
Lantern number 40.
How many total are in that series?
So far, 8. That's why I just read number 8.
Well, I'm saying, is it a limited series?
Limited until it... it's unlimited until it the sales
until
drop.
It's limited, yeah.
Let's see. Green Lantern number 40, The Blackest Night Prelude. We're still watching the various different colors of all different types of people with power rings. And it's basically the space... is a rainbow of fruit flavor, is what I've learned.
Like Skittles?
And they're all going to get together and become the Rainbow Warrior.
Literally. The title of this issue was Green Lantern versus Agent Orange. Okay, and they were not in Vietnam. They were in space, and yes, there was an orange guy. So the Blackest Night thing should be pretty cool, but all in all, I'm like, wow. There's a lot of Green Lantern stories just in space. I know that there's space cops and stuff.
Yeah,
I get that.
I
know that from way back. I know that. But I want some more of my little humanity stories, but we'll see. The Human Torch 70th anniversary special. That was pretty good. Marvel celebrating their 70th anniversary. And, you know, the Human Torch being one of their oldest characters decided to give us a story from, you know, about him and, you know, told from modern day writers. And pretty cool. I always liked the concept of the Human Torch. This is not the one from the Fantastic Four, by the way.
I was just about figuring that out, like right this second.
Yeah,
I was like,
because 70 years ago, that would have been 20 so years before the Fantastic Four. The original Human Torch was actually, see, sort of a misnomer. He was an android.
Interesting. So not
right.
a human, but
no,
a torch.
But see, he looked human. People thought that he was. And the fun thing was, this guy built the this android. And as it turns out, once it came in contact with air, poof, fire. There you go.
Interesting.
So you make him out of napalm. That's a bad
thing.
Yeah,
you know. And then he could go against
skin.
Agent Orange and help Green Lantern out. That'd be pretty cool. Plan 9 from Outer Space strikes again.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Plan 9 from Outer Space strikes again.
But if it's again, wouldn't it then be Plan 10?
Nope. That's a completely different plan. The plan was indicative of which, like, this is Plan number 1, this is Plan number 2. So they used Plan 9 from Outer Space again.
Because it was so successful the first time.
So what's next? Glenn versus Glenn and Glenda?
Well, actually, this was our fault because we were still apparently working on the Solarmonite bomb, and this caught the attention of Eros and all those folks and decided to come on down here and do this again. Basically, if you've never seen Plan 9 from Outer Space, you shouldn't read this because there's... I don't know that they ever set up what the hell was even going on. And I only knew it because, you know, I've seen Plan 9 from Outer Space, I don't know, 50, 60 times. It's just... stars Dudley Manlove. That's a name right up your alley. That's a double entendre. That's almost a triple.
Almost.
Almost indeed. Power Girl number 1. Power Girl has a new series. Fun.
Okay.
It's fun.
What is her superpower?
Boobs.
Well, at one...
Besides the power of the boobs.
Currently, I believe in continuity, you have her close... Well, she's not going to be as strong as Superman because nobody is, but she has flight. She has super strength. She could hold her toe with some of the bigger known superheroes. Before you know, continuity went all kinds of crazy several different times. Turns out she did come from the Earth-1 Krypton, I believe.
Okay.
No, the Earth-2 Krypton. She was from the Earth-2 Krypton, and then when the crisis happened, she was on our planet from Krypton, blah, 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 blah,
so
blah.
So it's part of the Superman universe.
Sort of. Except not anymore. And she has great poops. Let's see. On the laptop that is dying, you've seen her before. I've showed you. I was like, here, you need to wear a costume like this. Cause
you've showed me like a couple of them.
I certainly have.
Uh-huh.
I think Ms. Marvel was the one most recently.
Oh, yeah, Ms. Marvel. Ms. Marvel. Mm-hmm. Nice, yeah. Too. She could hold her. She could fight with Ms. Marvel. No, mm-hmm. I mean she could fight with
she
Ms.
could.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Jello involved? Please, let there be Jello involved.
Mow. Never can tell. On the laptop that's dying, which still hasn't completely died, that's sitting in the background now, which is the thing that I use to post all the shows to the FTP now, because it seems to be the only computer that gets to the FTP anymore. Why? I don't know. Who knows?
So one computer can do WordPress, the other computer can do the FTP, and never the twain
and
shall meet.
That's the one over there that records everything onto it. So, whoo-hoo. But the fun thing is the one behind me also currently decided to go ahead and reinstall the SETI application. Which is running right now.
I saw that earlier.
Yes. Huh?
Do you know what it is?
Search
for Kung Fu Panda. It's the search for Kung Fu Panda is what it is.
Okay.
I had SETI on various computers before. The last time I had SETI, we'd got a new computer and put it onto there, and that computer sort of went wonky. We got a new hard drive, and I reinstalled SETI onto it, and 48 hours later it died, and I figured I must have found alien life and the government killed it, so I took it off.
But this one's almost dead. So.
This one's almost dead. So
do it anyway.
If it dies, what's the big deal?
We'll blame
everything is really backed up. And no, we're going to find aliens, and it's not going to be that long from now. It's going to happen, and I'm going to do my part to help. Because seriously, we got to get off this rock. And if I can just devolve into 1 second for just a little personal rant.
Okay.
I read an article today, and this is one of the reasons we have to get off this freaking rock. I read an article today. The John and Kate plus eight people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Ugh.
Okay. So, he might be having an affair. She might be having an affair. Well, it's gotten so bad that they really wish the media would just back up mm-hmm. and stop intruding in their life. You have a goddamn show in which people are in your freaking house.
Yeah, and they get paid like almost $50,000 an episode.
And the ratings have gone through the roof since the whole, rumors about infidelity going
up.
So how about you just pour a nice glass of shut the frack up? How about that, John and Kate? So yeah, I'd like to get off this planet.
Hey, for next season, they're going to kill one of the others.
Oh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's it.
We want you in our life just enough that people are interested, but don't get too into our life.
Don't get in carrying.
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
So, I'd like to send all those people, all the reality show people to a reality show
mm-hmm.
planet would be fantastic,
kind of like Gilligan's Planet.
But I guess not
here
to
on
really
Gilligan's Isle planet.
Not to like defend them, but if you had to think about like the financial
don't have eight babies,
yeah,
they don't have eight babies.
Yeah. They didn't mean to, but they could have not.
They don't mean. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't care how much you love babies out there. I really don't. I don't care. I have this to say to you. If you're going to spend tens and twenties and thirties and forties of thousands of dollars for in vitro fertilization to have a kid, and then you end up with eight, well, it's kind of damn funny that you spent tens and twenties and thirties and forties of thousands of dollars to have them in the first place. Sorry. I mean, we all know that you increase the multiple birth option when you do this.
Yeah, this is true.
You do, so...
don't be surprised.
Really? You couldn't get a dog? You couldn't adopt? You couldn't adopt? I mean,
yeah, that's
my
true.
God, adopt.
I don't know. Are all eight of them theirs?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There was twins that they had at first,
uh-huh.
and then they went to try for like one or two more, and
whoops.
Then they got six in the second set.
Oh, good God.
See, just there's no point in that. That is just, wow,
It is pretty disgusting when you see the pictures.
Yeah.
Wow.
A litter of kids. Ha-ha! That's got to be fantastic. Now, to come back to something that's really cool and really amazing, we had to get rid of that first. We, in our efforts to rewatch Star Trek, came mm-hmm. across the most put your hand up.
Sorry,
the
I forgot.
The most fascinating episode. Remember the episode Dagger of the Mind? This is an episode I've seen many times. You probably have
season
too.
One.
I'm sure I've seen
season
it.
Season one. This is the one where the doctors down on the planet have a little machine, and they can implant little suggestions in your brain and make you do stuff.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of the episode, that they think like some mental institution guy has escaped.
Oh yeah.
Right. I've seen that episode. I don't know how many times.
Yes.
But I've never seen it after I've watched Dollhouse.
Dollhouse.
Because not only is it
a chair
mm-hmm.
that can wipe your mind, and they can put any kind of suggestion and make it
real
in your mind that they want to.
Uh-huh.
For the love of God, at one point in time, Kirk, after helping girl slip out and to block everybody, he runs to the doors. People come in and goes, "Is it time for my treatment?" I kid
he
you
did.
Not.
He said. He said something about a treatment.
He said, uh-huh. "Oh, time for my treatment." There's no way in the world that mm-hmm. that episode was not at least partially responsible for Dollhouse, because go back and watch Dagger of the Mind, and it's creepy. Everyone walking around in their little jumpsuits. When I first saw
vacant looks on their faces.
Vacant looks, walking, you got two people just talking, having what has to be just nondescript, pleasant conversations with really no looks on their face. And I was like, well, that kind of looked like Dollhouse. And I was like, oh, yeah, the chair. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, time for my treatment. And it blew my damn mind is what it did.
So in other words, Joss Whedon, who created Dollhouse, went, mm-hmm. Hey, I like this episode of Star Trek.
Yeah,
let's do this.
It's not a complete ripoff in any way, shape, or form, but there's
a lot of
similarities there between it, and I found that to be incredibly
in a good way, in a really cool, interesting, interpretation of, well, what if this was then used for commerce,
yeah.
or for, or for these types of applications? So, Dollhouse is a great show. I'm loving it. But, when we watched that episode of Star Trek, I was like, this is that.
What?
Just jumped right out there at you. There was nothing you could do about it.
It'd be funny to, if Joss Whedon has a blog or somewhere, email him and be like, hey, did you get this idea from this, and see what he would say.
And if so, could you have gotten a better idea other than Dawn for a Buffy? I'm just asking. I'm just
right.
Sorry. I worked at a comic book shop. I worked at a comic book shop when this whole thing was on. I had seen, if there's still probably two more episodes of Buffy that I've actually seen back from the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
So, you know, and especially working at a comic book shop with the comics out and, you know, and fanboys and whatever, I pretty much know a good, you know, brushstroke version of how the entire Buffy saga goes in the first place. So I'd been dreading this. So we do have to say that the kickoff, something I was enjoying for a little bit, the kickoff of season 5 was Buffy versus Dracula.
Yes, I remember that.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And that was fun. And then at the end when we had Take Your Sister, and I was like, oh, Jesus. I remember now. And hey, it's Dawn.
Not even a throwaway line, like she's been at boarding school or anything, at least not yet. And she couldn't have been with Dad because we've had interactions with Dad.
Yeah.
She doesn't have her own room. She suddenly has her own
room. I remember how this happens. You will find out. It will kind of make sense.
Yeah, it will sort of. They do tie it in eventually, but they're not going to tie it in yet. And so, yes, it is quite jarring for that to happen.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Yeah,
it was keeping it for next season.
Now they need to explain where she's been all this time and why they couldn't tell. Us now.
It's not going to be on this first disc. I think we're going to have to get halfway through this season before they really start to.
Really?
You're looking at episode 6 or 7 okay. before you get a full explanation.
So, you know, and things will be just fine. So, other than that, everything else is all Balticon. So, that's probably my geeky week right there.
No, that sounds about right.
So, we should push this button.
Let's push that button.
I'd call her mommy.
No. Didn't see that coming.
GRD knows.
No. Wow.
That's new.
Is it? Well, that's the other one from Jabba that I'd never played yet.
And wasn't that your voice? Didn't see that coming? Wasn't that you?
Yeah. Listen again.
I'd call her mommy.
Didn't see that coming. That's
GRD
me.
Knows.
And that's Jabba.
Ah.
Yeah.
Jabba just, you know, tends to forget that there's other people.
Again.
That's okay. No.
When he sent those other ones, this was one, there was just a batch of them that Jabba sent at the time. So, GRD News. So, what's left? Dragon Con. Hey, guys.
Hey,
we'll be at Dragon Con. Woo! When is that?
That is the 4th through 9th of September.
Yep, Labor Day weekend.
So, once again, it's not like the last frickin' weekend of August. Into...
But
what the hell happened this year?
At least this
Memorial Day is always the last weekend of May, except for this time.
Yeah.
And Labor Day is always the last weekend of August and September, except for this time.
What
the hell?
It's just the way the days fall, unfortunately. Liberty has to be on... On one day, it
okay.
So
right,
it could have been. It could have been on in it this been on, month.
Why? Why May?
I don't know. I don't write the calendar.
Well, you're like, oh, it has to be on Monday.
Well, that's what they keep saying on the news. Why is it early? It's because of this. Well,
did they say why it had to be in May?
I didn't. I ADD.
No, actually, it is. I mean, it is.
I was ADD.
The end of August. It is. It's the. Hold on, I'm looking at it.
He
now.
Just said September 4th through something.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please look it up. DragonCon.com.
I will.
Do, do, do.
No, not right now.
Oh, really? You're not going to look at it?
No, not right now.
Okay, we'll do it later.
Okay, well, there you go. DragonCon.com. Apparently, you know, there's been the throw out there for us to all go down and have the
trivia contest.
The buzz time.
Oh, yes.
Trivia, and people have been throwing down and talking smack, so we're going to have to try to plan some stuff.
Yes. We do have to get together and start planning and find out where we're going to be able to, where to tape and where to hang out and where to do this and that and the other thing.
And hey, would you like to be a part of everything? Because if so, there's a lot of cool stuff that's going to be going on down there. And, oh, I don't know, lots of celebrities and stuff. And, you know, we like to have drops and, hey, even crazy interviews. And anybody that can take their own little voice recorder of any kind and starts, you know, getting a bunch of drops or whatever from people, if you get someone I don't have, I'll have a prize for you. It's just that simple.
And if you're a listener and you've got something cool that you want to pimp or something that you've got going on at Dragon Con,
come find us.
Let us know.
Or any other real con.
We are going to try to set up and do like we did last year. I have heard Evo does not have a suite this year.
I have heard that as well.
I've heard that rumor, so we will try to find someone that does or force Evo at gunpoint
to get a suite
so we can do a live taping of a show so we can bring everybody down because it's always a good time.
Oh, yes.
And there's usually alcohol left over from a party.
Generally.
Which generally makes the show a lot more fun to do.
And sometimes it's actually in the bottle still.
Which is good, because, wow, that was really embarrassing, lapping it up off the floor last time.
Yeah.
Has Siegfried done a Mr. Adventure at Dragon Con in the past, or is it too busy of a con to try to get people together? Did he do one last year?
I don't think he did last year.
I don't think he did one last year.
Don't think he did.
I don't think he did one there. Or if he did, I didn't have a part, and I said, screw this, man, I'm out of here.
I didn't do it either.
I don't remember him having done one there. And well, it really all depends, you know, because he's going to have to have a script. And, you know, I mean, look, DragonCon is just 4 months away. I don't know if they can get a script done that quickly.
And the internet is down again, so I can't look it up.
Yeah.
Wow. It is. What the hell is wrong? Technology attacking.
Who needs it? Really?
Who needs it?
Who needs
We're a podcast. I think we need it, sir.
We just need it
to work,
right?
Well, internet's down. Nobody's going to be here as I said anyway.
So, yeah, there are pictures from Balticon in case you...
Live.
In case you haven't noticed, the Flintstress has put some up on the Facebook page. I believe those did go to the vicar so he could put them in the Flickr.
Yes.
Yeah, I think...
Did you send that link to my mom? No.
All right, then. Well, sorry, I'm on it.
Sorry, Mom.
You don't get to see the pictures. My mom doesn't listen anyway, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
So, basically, other than that, you know, we don't really have any other news going on, except I guess I could maybe kind of drop a slight hint. What would my hint be? My hint's going to be that I've listened, I've heard what you had to say, I understand, and we're working on it. And yeah, there's going to be something special coming soon. There you go. How's that?
I think that completely explains absolutely nothing, but everything
Good.
At the same time.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
thank you, Arnold.
I do.
Maybe.
Well, you know, I did work for the military, so I did try to come up with that the best I could. Let's see. How about we push this button?
I've got mail.
Nice.
Wow, I got ring in my ears. Oh, wow. That was loud.
I don't care. We have print mail. Dear Mr. Mrs. Flynn and all the Bruce at Sea.
Do you remember that friend that you had that used to call me Mrs. Flynn and Mr. Flynn? Never mind. Go ahead.
No, I don't. Who was that?
Circus City. Not a friend. Coworker.
Called you Mrs. Flynn?
Yes. Called you Mr. Flynn and called me Mrs. Flynn.
He called you Mr. Flynn?
No.
That's what she just said. Did she just not say that?
I think she's saying that you were Mr. Flynn and she was Mrs. Flynn.
Okay. You've probably gotten a half dozen mails about this already. I've already read this mail, so I can tell you, no, we have not.
No, okay.
But during one of the last podcasts of the season, where did that just go? That's just weird. During one of the last podcasts of the season, Lost producer Damon Lindelof addressed the issue of the SDCC video. SDCC? Anyone?
San Diego Comic Con.
Thank you. Look at that. Woo!
Wait for call.
The big brain on Brad.
Oh, the retcon of the Daniel Faraday thing?
He said that it was never intended to be considered strictly in continuity, but was instead supposed to lead off an alternate reality game later that year that would focus more on Faraday's character and would have explained the whole story behind the videotape and Faraday's role in the Dharma Initiative. When the economy tanked, the producers didn't have enough money to produce the alternate reality game, and they decided to let the whole plot line drop instead of trying to wedge it into a really tightly plotted season. So technically, it's not a retcon because that scene was leaked during the San Diego Comic-Con. It was intended to be supplemental for the show, and leaked was in quotes, since it was at a panel that they did.
Leaked. We'll show it to you.
Leak
here
it
you
yourself.
Oh, and Flynn, 149 pounds? I would break you in half. That's from Wesleyan, Ohio, to which I say, bring it.
He's a lean, mean, strong 149.
Because, you know, and let's not forget, I do have a martial arts belt. Thank you very much. Ha, 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 ha. What? What does that
look
like?
I've got a cage. I know somebody who has a 30-foot cage that they can use. If you and him want to throw down, they've got the cage.
Oh, okay. I will say the same thing that I said. What? When did I learn this? In the sixth grade, I started saying this to people because, you know, once upon a time, I wasn't this cool. No, 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 really. I know what you're saying. No, seriously.
How can that be?
Seriously, I wasn't. And so, you know, there were bullies and whatever and people who did want to whatever. Well, at one point, one day, this guy who was probably 3 foot taller than me, who was running his mouth talking about how he would hit me or whatever. And I was like,
sixth grade.
Well,
it's possible, yeah. Growth spurts. He could have been held back. Who knows?
Yeah, true.
He could have been 17.
He had been held back, actually.
A couple of times.
I was in the sixth grade. I believe he was in the seventh grade and had been held back once already. So there.
That's not quite a fair fight.
He probably had kids.
Well, it didn't matter. It didn't matter because I said to him, I was like, well, fine. And he just sort of looked at me strange, like, it doesn't matter if I hit the ground first or not. No matter when I hit the ground, if I do, I'm taking a piece of you with me. And he just sort of stopped and looked at me. And kind of walked away because I had that, you know, the crazy eye.
Yeah.
The crazy eye. So Wesley, Ohio, whatever you send out to the world, you're going to get back three times. It is the rule of three. So don't send out the negativity like that. Why would you want to break me in half? Think of the mess you'd have to clean up afterwards.
Can I send out the love if I'm going to get back in three?
Well, absolutely is what you should. You know, it's three.
Oh, wait,
okay. It's the magic number. Right, so we have other mail. We have voicemail this time.
Oh, hey.
Hey, look, here's something from Carl. I hope he's not too warm.
Yo, Geeps, this is Carl. Just calling in to let you guys know that, yeah, I'm not actually, like, horribly creepy or anything.
That's good.
The reason why everything's always so short is I text off my cell phone.
And it's cold.
I was just checking to see if you dudes are heading up to Origins this year. We got,
no.
Pretty good show going on with Ninth Level this year. We got, like, 28 hours worth of gaming. With
in
the new
row?
War hamster thing, and it's supposed to be big old mm-hmm. run your guns out thing that's, you know, going to be huge. And as you guys know, Ninth Level parties are second to none at Origins.
God, they are fantastic.
Hoping to see y'all there, maybe, you know, catch up with you guys and get a few drinks. Anyway, take her easy.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and say here and now that as of right now, there is no possible way that we could do that.
Yeah.
So, anyone that would like for us to possibly come to a con, if you know anyone on the con planning staff or whatever, if
yes.
you could, you know, throw some hookups a brother way.
Yeah.
In fact, what you should do is send an email to Flinstress at geekradiodaily.com because she's going to be the social coordinator for all of this good stuff because she does it quite well. Good job.
Oh,
yes,
thank
you.
I'm already running Ooh. Our life. I might as well just Ooh. Run yeah. this part of it, right?
The least I have to think about, the better, so I've been told.
And we will pimp your show up one side and down
oh,
the other.
Oh, my God, will we? We will show up at your parties and we will wear lampshades on our head and dance so we look like the drunken idiots and you seem cool in comparison.
Yes.
Because we will do that for
you. We will do that
you.
For you.
We
We're
can
that
bring
kind of guy.
Singing pirates.
Absolutely. We certainly
I will
could.
Dress up as a pirate again if I have to.
See, that would be fantastic. We would love to go to more and more conventions. However, we're going to need some help.
Yes.
So if you know anybody on any committee whatsoever that could be like, yeah, come on down.
And, or have a winning lottery ticket.
Which would be fantastic, too. And if you happen to have family in the hotel industry that could get us a good rate.
We need a
and travel
factor.
Industry.
That would be fantastic. You got a couch we could crash on, whatever, you know, something.
It works.
We will get to you if it's at all humanly possible because we want to. We want to go back to more cons. We love to go to more cons. And the Bruce is just like going through withdrawals. Cause
oh, God, yeah.
Look at you. When's the last time you've been to one?
RavenCon.
I know.
Yeah, and that's not like the huge mega cons that
it was
we
still
love
a hell of a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, yes. Don't get me wrong. It was a hell of a lot of fun, but it's not Dragon Con. It's not Balticon. At least that's what I've heard.
It's not Balticon is fantastic. It's a good thing we're going to talk about that later. That
yeah,
way
no,
you
like,
can have
so
more
I can do,
envy.
So I can
you
have
can live
this
vicariously
the entire time.
Through,
yeah.
Right?
So, Carl, unfortunately, unless there's some kind of miracle that comes through in the next little bit, I don't believe we'll be seeing you this time. But, sir, next year, let's go ahead and plan it now. Let's see, find us a way to get there, and I'll buy you two drinks. How's that?
There you go. Hey, now.
Moving on, we've got a voicemail from Surreal.
Hello, my geeks.
Hello.
Hey.
I hear there's a con this weekend.
Well,
you know, I figured, I'd try to hang out with you guys, so I went on down to Atlanta, and I really can't find you anywhere.
Wrong con.
Balticon?
Balticon.
Not Dragon Con?
No.
Baltimore.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Maryland.
Like I was saying, I guess I'm here in Atlanta, so I'm going to go to... Six Flags, yeah.
Six Flags. Ride a ride for us.
So, I guess until the next one, I'll see you at Dragon Con. And as always, this has been Surreal.
Thank you so much, Surreal. You know, if you'd actually come to Baltimore, we still could have went to Six Flags.
There's a Six Flags there, too.
Not too far away at all, so we could have made that happen. So
I think he's done
that
for Frolic
Con or something. Busy.
We were pretty busy. We were quite busy.
I think he was in Atlanta for Frolic Con or something like that. Where's that, like... 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
I wouldn't know. Frolic Con?
Frolic Con.
People go to the park and just frolic?
Sort of. They go to the hotel and do that.
Wow, how about this? Our next voicemail.
I think it's Jabba.
What the illustrious Jabba is trying to say is that he has nothing to say.
Actually,
love it.
That's from
that's
Sam.
Oh!
So the Sam Jabba drama continues.
Oh, dun dun dun.
The fun thing is,
snap.
I don't know that Jabba has any understanding that there's any kind of drama going on.
It could be a one-way battle.
It's a one-sided fight right now, which Sam is clearly winning.
Clearly yes. winning.
Jabba, you better step it up.
Oh, that was pretty good. Oh, speaking of Jabba.
I think the gods are keeping me away from the website.
Probably.
Like every time I go there, it's still like, this is dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Infected. Your computer is a whore.
Then you become contagious.
Call his computer a whore.
My computer ain't a whore. And
what?
Like, do you want to quarantine this infection? And I'm like, yeah.
Get the chicken scissors.
And then I have to go get some ointment. And then I'm reminded of my days in the Navy.
Wow.
That's how you end a story?
Hey, I'll go get some ointment.
That's 1 point for
Just
Jabba.
Like I used to in the Navy.
All right.
Yeah, apparently Jabba's having problems. Some folks are still having problems. The whole thing with the virus. Okay, folks, it's like this. You've got to talk to Podcasting's Richard Siegfried and let him know. He is hunting through every line of code.
Yes.
There is one tiny little piece of code that he has to find and eliminate. Or he could completely scrub the entire server.
Mm-hmm.
Which lose would, all the threads and which, everything?
No. Which would eliminate everything on the Requiem of the Outcast site, wow, as well as us. Everything would be gone and would have to be reestablished all over again, which he's still holding off because you really only want to do that as a last case scenario.
That is the atomic bomb version of everything else.
Yeah, it really is.
That's not the surgical strike. That's the obliteration.
That's the Agent Orange.
Yeah.
There's your napalm right there. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, you know, casualties, it doesn't matter. It doesn't,
no.
You know, people on the sideline, everybody, no. Just
everybody
kill everybody.
Goes bye-bye.
So things
Indiana
are working.
Jones in the fridge. He survives, though.
Exactly. if we would only put the show in a fridge, we would have been fantastic.
We need a metaphorical fridge.
Metaphorical fridges would be nice. That or maybe hackers were just trying to keep Jabba off the forums. I don't know. Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe Sam did it just to keep Jabba off the forums.
Snap.
Could that be what it is,
dun,
Sam?
Dun, dun.
Are you some kind of crazy hacker? You crazy cracker? I don't know.
He's the mana.
Oh, it's true. Mm-hmm. Which means he's pale.
Quite okay, pale. He's got nothing else to do. Okay, sending viruses.
So that's mail. So thank you so much for that. If you'd like to drop us some mail, you always can. You can send it to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce, or Flintstress at geekradiodaily.com. Of course, you can send voicemails pretending to be yourself or others at
206-3-FUN-HECK.
What's that number again?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
That's a good one. I love that number.
That's best part of the show.
It really is. I think we're done. We should just stop right there.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
You don't look good.
I don't? Well, you look better.
I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong. You're silky boy.
Oh. What?
All right.
Who?
Fit Club. I've got two segments today.
Okay,
oh, snap.
Very quickly. The first one is going to be about diet sodas. They're a great way to drink something when you don't want a bunch of extra calories.
Right.
However, there are some drawbacks to them as she
there
pulls
are.
Out her diet soda.
No. As she pulls out the diet soda. Soda?
Coke Zero.
This is the Coke Zero. It's Coke. Sorry. Okay. I don't say Coke. Excuse me. I don't say soda or pop when referring to drinks.
I don't play with pop. Unless I'm in New York.
No. Especially not New York.
Uh-huh.
I say drinks.
Yeah.
We want something to drink. Or literally, someone in basic training said to me, because we were having the big debate, what do you say? I'm like, well, I don't see either one of them. He's like, what do you say, a drink? I was like, well, if you're driving in the car, you're like, hey, let's stop and get a... And I'm like, well, you want to stop and get a Coke? That's what I would say.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you get a Coke or not.
Yeah.
Just Coke is ubiquitous for drink. So,
okay. All right.
So, yes. So, that's a great big thermos... No,
size.
It's not a thermos.
Well,
that's... No, oh, you know what that is? That's the truck stop coffee cup version.
Yeah.
Right there is what that is. How many...
Some 100 milliliters.
So something. How many liters would
900
that make it?
I don't know how much it is.
Wow, 900
Not
milliliters?
900.
That would be,
I can't read it. It's 30
huge.
Ounces.
It's a 55-gallon drum.
32 ounces.
With a straw.
And this is the third one I've had today. I've been bad. I was really tired.
Have you blinked?
What?
That's a lot of caffeine in it.
You know, she did have the crazy kids today. So
that. Okay.
So there's
sodas.
Some bad things with these.
Yes.
All right.
Even though these sodas have artificial sweeteners in them,
uh-huh,
they can cause your body to want sweeter foods.
Okay.
Okay. Some of the diet sodas, let's see, they'll cause you to want breads and desserts, which have higher caloric intakes.
Hmm.
Because your body starts, it gets used to the sugary taste, it wants more of it.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Also, diet sodas are, congratulations, 100% nutrient free. So if you're
just only, like water.
Just like water. But if you're only drinking diet sodas, mm-hmm, and that's the only thing you're drinking during the day, you're neglecting some of the nutrients that you need to get, like vitamin D and calcium that are in milk, or antioxidants, which are in tea.
So I'm learning that it's just as fine for you as water. That's what I'm hearing.
No.
Except it doesn't have the same hydration.
There's one other part of this that I didn't want to go into because the science is not completely 100% concrete.
Oh,
there are some chemicals, some of the sweeteners that are in diet sodas that can lead to cancer. Some studies say. I didn't want to bring that out because nothing has been concrete.
You want everybody to freak out.
I don't want people to freak out. If it's not 100%, if somebody doesn't say, yes, this does this, then I don't want to put it on the airway.
But,
I heard
know.
Just recently that Splenda will make you obese. It has something to do with obesity because it slows down your metabolism.
I can't I don't know.
You can't confirm or deny these allegations.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And
the
get
second,
on it.
And the second, that's the bad news. Oh. I have good news.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
And the cancer death rate from 1999, let me try this one again. The cancer death rates from 1990 to 2005 have fallen.
Wow.
11% in women and 19% in men.
Still number one. Woo!
Woo! We don't live longer. Well, most of us, more of us died anyway.
Which is why you get paid more. It only works out fair. You live longer, you get the same amount of damn money eventually. So
that's Billy Flynn at geekradiodaily.com. Anna.
Anna?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it's just because Shay has a tremendous problem with that still. You can't, there's not three sentences you can say where in some way, shape, or form she won't turn around to you and go, and see, women don't get paid the same as men. I don't know where. Now, let me say this.
I didn't hear her say it once this weekend.
Really? That's because you were ignoring her. I'm going to say this.
Good job.
Hey, good job. I don't know. I'm sure there's discrimination of all sorts, of all forms, all across the world. Oddly enough, and this is going to sound very strange, as a white male, I've experienced quite a bit of
You're not going to be a Supreme Court justice anytime
soon. No, I'm not.
Well, at least not the next one.
No. Can I just very quickly
go
on
ahead.
That? There has not been a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant male nominated for the Supreme Court since Souter in 1990.
What about
John Souter?
No. 1990. No, not Souter. The one that just got the Supreme Court justice, the head justice of the Supreme Court.
No. He was already
before
a justice.
1990.
He was already a justice. The chief justice moved, so he became the chief justice.
He got promoted to chief justice.
There has not been a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant male nominated for the Supreme Court since 1990.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, we'll see about that.
But I'm not trying to get into that whole this thing. All I can say is that all the jobs I've ever had, the women got just as much, if not more, than the men. So I don't know where this happens. I'm sure it does happen.
Well, when you work in porn.
Porn. That would be the Bruce at GeekRadioDaily.com. So, yeah. So, you were saying?
I wasn't.
Yes,
I was
you were.
Done.
No. You were totally saying.
Fit clubbing.
Yeah, you were fit clubbing like
mad.
Oh,
you said the cancer rate?
The cancer rate.
That you were just stopping after that?
Did the study say that it had to do with early detection, or did they say
one of the main things was a lot of the early detection
so
that was
happening.
So that
tells us that the more science we have, the better we can protect ourselves overall.
And the fact that smoking rates have gone down and obesity rates have gone up, but smoking rates have gone down.
And with the smoking rates going down, that's less money going into the healthcare plans, which are all tied to smoking. So kids, if you want healthcare, smoke more.
No. Please God, don't do that.
No, because then you'll be healthier and you won't need to spend as much for healthcare.
But the rates will still go up. It's
messed up
system.
Well, not if Barack Obama has anything to do with it.
Good luck, because one man can't make a difference. Oh, wait. No, that's not what we've
learned.
That's
what he was on. That was the whole pitch there, right there.
Yeah, okay.
So. All right, so yeah, Fit Club done.
Wow, thank you, Bruce. Well,
Fit Club done.
All right.
Did we decide that for our progress, whether it's going to be made public or not, that we're weighing in every 2 weeks or every month?
Okay. What he said last time on the show when you weren't listening to him then was every month we would do this.
Yeah, I listen. I just don't remember too good.
Okay. That's fine.
All right, so too well.
I didn't say it. That was not me.
No, but I'm just saying, you know.
Well.
I'm off duty.
Really?
Yeah.
You going through withdrawals? Thank you.
I didn't really get to correct that much grammar today. I was such a babysitter.
Oh, welcome to my world.
But I did. I was bad. I can't believe I forgot this in my geeky quick. I was bad today. I showed my students a...
porn.
Yeah. That's what you did.
Wolverine.
Come on, she's a teacher. Wolverine? They would act it out together.
What?
Wolverine.
You showed him Wolverine?
Yes, I did.
I didn't know that it was out on DVD yet.
I was like, the CGI might not be quite finished. But
you were the coolest teacher ever.
But
right now,
it's not like somebody went in the theater. I was like, okay, look, it's a thin gray line, moral distinction between a bootleg
we paid
or
our
whatever,
money.
Whatever. We did.
We
multiple
paid our
times.
Money to see it.
Well, no, we just saw that one once. But yeah,
yeah.
So
well,
funny.
Hey, listen, I've been substitute teaching. Anything you can to get these boys and girls to sit down and shut the hell up.
And
you'll
worked.
Do. It works.
They also really liked Speed Racer. It was all bright and
Speed
shiny.
Speed Racer
and colorful.
Is fracking awesome.
They loved Speed Racer.
Speed Racer rules. That's a great film. Great, great movie.
I didn't even mean to show Wolverine at first, but it was like we
Oops.
Ran out of time. Uh-huh. And he was like, I need something else to watch. Okay, we'll watch this.
I was trying to show them 1984, but I accidentally clicked Wolverine.
Yes, amazingly enough.
But it was all cool. I figured out how to download the codec and get it on my computer.
Which is really cute because it was on the same thumb drive.
I looked and I couldn't find it.
Okay.
It was hiding.
Yeah.
But eventually I made it work and I felt really geeky. Because I had to like download one thing, then I had to download another thing, and then I had to put it in this folder in QuickTime or whatever to get it to work.
Well played, Clucks.
Nice. That was a good job.
Sorry, that was an addendum to my
That's all right. That's good. Well, you knew you'd forgotten something.
Of course.
And eventually it popped
up. You didn't remember what you forgot.
You know what I usually remember is like later on tonight or tomorrow, I'll be like, oh, darn it. I can't believe I forgot that.
I usually just lie and put it in the next week.
I do sometimes, actually.
Like
I never lie.
No. Never?
Well, not in this show.
Oh, okay. That's good. Which show? Which other show were you on?
You were like, not in this show.
Oh, yeah. Not in this show. Well, I don't really want to talk about that. That's my
alter ego. Okay. Well, we won't talk about that. What we will talk about is all the wonderful things that happened at Balticon, which I mean is Bruce will just sit here and nod
and
loudly.
Just go,
that's all coming up this number 48 episode of GRD Weekly.
What is Stranger Things? Stranger Things is the world's first science fiction anthology series syndicated on the internet, shot and released in high definition for free.
How is this possible?
Welcome to the cutting edge, says Chris Miller, co-founder of PodioBooks.com.
This is great online entertainment,
says Michael R. Meningay, Farpoint Media. J.C. Hutchins, author of Seventh Son, says Earl Newton and his crew are out of their minds. Stranger Things is a mini masterpiece playing right there on your screen. There are stranger things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Go to StrangerThings.tv and find out just how strange your world can be.
Hi, this is Mer Lafferty, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. Flynn, get your hands off my parsec. Vicar, get your hands off my other parsec. For your information, that's not my parsec. I have a knife.
GRD's Weekly. Sorry, what was that?
You turned my mic off.
I turned everybody's mics off.
Oh, but you forgot to turn mine back on.
No, it's just one mic.
Slowly.
Two mic. Oh, and I'm talking now. Three mic.
I was just saying I enjoyed both of those promos very much.
Oh, that's good for you. So, yeah, we were at Balticon.
Woohoo!
It rocked.
Oh, my God, it's so
good
much fun.
Good night, everybody. Oh, there's more?
Yeah.
Such
I
as?
I hope so. It was a four-day con.
Such as?
Well, I was thinking we'd, start at the beginning, so we went up Friday.
That's why I keep looking at you going, such as?
Such as? Well, I'm getting there.
And then?
And we got up Friday, and we, checked into the hotel and kind of met up with people. We stayed with Shay.
Right.
And with Geist Bear.
Yes. Who I believe ended up with the nickname Snorlax.
Snorlax?
Yeah. He's not as bad as Kingfish, but again, who could be?
Jeez.
But I tell you what, if there was a Kingfish impersonation contest,
Snorlax would win.
He would have placed in the top three, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow. That's
but otherwise, he was super cool, and he had brought homebrew beer.
Oh, hey now. You can snore if you bring beer.
He brought a keg of homebrew beer.
Wow.
Yeah. Not a tap. But
without a tap. He didn't bring a tap.
But
so we just need a straw.
No, he just took the lid off.
Okay.
And that's what he said. He comes like, bring it. We're going to jump ahead real quick, but at a party on a different day, he's like, oh, here's my beer. And I'm like, oh, did you finally get a tap? Nope. I'm like, well, how the hell did you get it? He's like, it's got a lid. Like, I don't think kegs work that way, really, do they?
Just tip it.
Okay, fine.
It worked great, though. And then.
And then
we hung out with some people on Friday, but we were kind of tired because it had been like really a long day. So we just kind of saw different people.
We didn't go any panels or anything, or we did nothing like that? We probably didn't. I'm going to say we didn't.
No, I was going to say, I don't think that we did on Friday night.
Not one panel
we just
whatsoever.
Looked around. Wait, didn't you have a panel?
On Friday, no. I had one Saturday.
Right, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There were a couple. I mean, there was like Podcasting 101,
so
but
dude,
I think
like
you're past 101.
Everybody was there. I mean, everybody was there. Scott Sigler, JC Hutchins.
Oh, most everyone was there.
Murr was there, of course. Christiana Ellis was there. Mm-hmm. T. Morris is there. P.G. Holyfield's there. Jet was there. Biscuit was there.
Mm-hmm.
Always a good time with Biscuit. Of course, Podcast News, Rich Siegfried, and Susan Z were there.
Mm-hmm.
Meg, Scott Sigler.
I said that.
Oh, and
Sorry.
You went too
remember.
Fast.
That's what she said. I've got to get a rim shot sound.
You got to get a...
Really, I do.
Make sure it's rim shot.
Okay.
Because that's a completely different sound or the other one.
He's a pure strange man.
Yes, I am.
We also Friday night met a gentleman whose name I don't remember, but you'll hear more about him as we go along. This was someone, it was their first time at a con, and this is someone, let's just say that he's been
an army guy.
He's been in the army for 3.5 years.
Are we going to define him as that guy?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, God.
He was the that guy.
He was the that guy?
Yes, of the whole con.
There was a that guy panel that happened later that I thought they were talking about him, and I tried to ask that question, but it turns out no.
They hadn't. Had they seen that guy?
They hadn't seen this particular that guy, but he seemed like a decent enough guy at first, and we're talking, you know, we're all going to get some drinks, and he's one of those people that, you know, when he drinks, wow, the person they become. Yeah. So that was
like, want to hear a song about the military?
He wanted to sing some. No. You know, he wanted to sing some Army Jody.
And he would just do it anyway.
Do.
And he was there with his mom. I don't know.
Apparently, he was there with his mom. Didn't meet his mom.
Okay.
He was hitting on Shay.
He was hitting on everything.
I'm sure he was.
Everything and everyone. He would have hit on you if you were there. That's how much he'd been drinking.
Wow.
Each and every time.
That's, probably that's
not,
bad.
Because, you know, he's in the Army and that doesn't happen in the military.
No, it doesn't. Never.
Okay. So then we get up Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And you had a panel on Saturday at 1 o'clock, which was Doing It Daily.
Doing It Daily.
Doesn't that sound dirty?
It could.
Do It Daily.
Let's see. It was Christiana Ellis, Jared Axelrod, and J.R. Blackwell. We were all on the panel discussing why in God's name would you do a daily podcast. And what kind of trials, tribulations, and things occurred. I gave the best advice I possibly could. If you're considering doing a daily podcast, don't.
Yeah.
That's the best advice I can give you.
Well, it was very interesting because the panelists were very diverse. You know, Christiana's was her shallow thoughts. And so it was just kind of free form, not really like a structure like Geek Radio Daily. Yeah. And she did it every night, just kind of, you know, before going to sleep. And
I'm thinking about burgers. Good night.
You know, or whatever. All kinds of funny things. And then J.R. Blackwell's and Jared Axelrod's was fiction. It was like fiction released every day.
They were doing a thing with some other people and they were releasing a story every day.
365
wow.
days
you
know of fiction.
Guy sees a UFO, calls the president, they shoot it down in the end. Oh, God, thank you, God. I was so close.
Hey, we can't do that one again.
Nope.
But they didn't write all of them themselves.
They could
reimagine
it.
Chunk of
them. They had some to start with, which if we were smart, we would have set that up where we could have some in the can just in case we needed them.
No, but GRD has to be timely.
Yeah.
Well, it's a news thing.
I learned we're the Today Show of podcasting. On the Daily Show.
I'll go with that.
Not right now, but, you know, on the Daily Show. So.
Maybe you're right. People come on and they pimp their stuff, kind of like on the Today Show.
Absolutely. And we need more of that.
And yes, Matt Lauer can suck it.
Matt Lauer can suck it.
So that was your
All we need is Brooke Shields.
Bitch, you know what I forgot to mention in the Geeky Week?
And go ahead, hit it.
Right down. I'm sorry. Sci-Fi Channel had a marathon.
Oh, yes.
I know you saw it, too?
I saw one episode.
Really? They had a little marathon of Land of the Lost. Oh, I didn't know that would work. And I watched this as a kid because, first off, Holly was a babe.
Holly was
a babe when I was a kid, and nothing like that was on TV. And I watched a couple of episodes and was truly astounded. And as I believe I did say to you, you know, this was the closest thing. This was the Lost of its day because there was some weird shit going down.
There really was.
In Land of the Lost. You know, there was all the different little portals to different parts of the island. There's energy sources, and there were some strange things. It was an actual serialized kid show. The acting was horrible. The special effects were bad for the time for what it was. La, 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 la. But there was, and of course, there was the message for the kids moments. But there was some weird, trippy shit going on in there. Sid Marty Krofft, of course, is weird.
Oh, yeah, Sid Marty Krofft.
I mean,
come on.
God.
Hello.
Sigmund the Sea Monster. Those guys, I don't know what they had, but they didn't share that with the kids, I can tell you that. So, yeah, watched a couple bit of that, and I don't know what made me think of that, other than the fact that I guess that's coming up soon, which must be why that happened.
Maybe. Okay. Well, then I said Matt Lauer. That
Matt
was my
Lauer,
reference.
There,
right.
It was. Yeah.
There you go. It all comes full circle.
Yep.
And speaking of things that are kind of alien, the next thing we did on Saturday was the live taping of Aliens You Will Meet.
Yes.
That was so fun. It's Jared Axelrod and it's puppets.
I saw these pictures of every had these puppets of different people. I was like, really? This
it was
is weird.
They did Intergalactic Idol.
And they had on them all performing, and you had your judges.
Mm-hmm. PRS was like a Shatner.
I forget his character name, but he was basically was he purple? He was a purple,
fuzzy
Shatner.
Shatner.
If you will.
Yeah, he could do it
and
easily.
And there were, you know, there were aliens from all over performing. Of course, the winner of Intergalactic Idol was the one and only George Rob. So there you go. Yay!
Okay.
Yay!
Representing Earth, because it was being held on Earth, you
see. For
the
first time ever, right.
For the first time ever.
Ever.
So.
Yeah.
And he sang, got up with his guitar and sang Wind Beneath My Wings. And it was a magic moment, and we all wept inside. and wanted to go out and eat bonbons and read Babysitter Club books. That's better. Harlequin novels. I think I was going to say Bobbsey Twins, but I don't know where the hell that was coming from.
I don't know either.
I was trying to think of, like, you know, where's the girl group book where they hunt down aliens? And I was like, oh, there's not really one, is there?
No, not yet at least.
Fabio.
Hey, Anna, why don't you write that one? I'll help you. No, I won't, because I can't write. Thank you.
We also did a panel, went to a panel. It was beer and other libations. It was talking about, like, alcohol in literature works.
God,
and
that
was
Saturday, too?
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, that was Saturday. Wow. That was, we went there with Shay because she's friends-ish with one of the authors, right?
Oh, right.
That was Patricia Bray, Joshua Palmiotere, Patrick Thomas. Oh, we met Patrick Thomas.
And, we did meet Patrick Thomas.
And I thought his book sounded cool, so we bought his
book. Patrick Thomas has a series of books, the names of which I can't remember off the top of my head, but they're about a leprechaun who used his pot of gold to buy himself a bar.
Hey!
So, yeah.
Well, if you're going to use it, you might as well do something good with it.
If you're going to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Do it with me.
And
exactly.
What do they call it? Under the Rainbow or something like that?
No, it's... it's
well, the name of the bar.
Is the Oh, I don't remember. Probably.
I don't remember. Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Bullfinch's Pub.
There you go.
The bar at the end of the Rainbow.
Yeah, see?
There you go.
And, of course, the two guys, I do not remember their name. I do not remember the name, but they write themselves into stories, and they have they're known as the Drunken Comic Book Monkeys.
It's Brian Kostansky and Chris Pisano.
Yes, those guys.
The Drunken Comic Book Monkeys.
Incredibly funny.
If any name would ever work, that's the name.
You know, and what was their book? Scary Tales of Scariness. It was something weird like that. And they're in it, and they have a drinking contest against
I got their card. We'll
devil.
Put it in the shoats.
Yeah, we'll have... You'll put it in the shoats.
I'll put it in the shoats.
Good, because I don't have... I've already the shoats written. They're done.
I'll add it to the shoats.
Okay, that's so that was a good time. Because, you know, as you well know, in any pretty much any type of fiction, especially fantasy, whatever, there's always a bar, a pub, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
There's always one.
Yeah.
It's vital. And a
it's
lot of times, you know, how many times have we been playing, like, you know, D&D or something... That's where
everything starts.
That's where it starts right there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Lord of the Rings.
It was an interesting panel. Exactly.
There you
that's
go.
A good one, too. You know, so it was a discussion of that, and there were some good questions for people like, well, did you invent your own drinks? Have you invented drinking games for your story? Stuff like that. It was quite an interesting panel.
Have you thought about a universe with no alcohol at all? It was actually really good. It was a really interesting panel.
A complete dry alcohol. Universe, wow.
Right?
Yeah, what if there was nothing? What if there a universe had been invented where they had no kind of, you know, altered substances at
nothing
all?
Nothing to smoke, nothing to drink.
That would be interesting.
I would not want to live there.
That would be a...
No.
It would be a boring book until someone invented it.
Yeah.
See, I don't know that it's even possible. I mean, people are going to invent things to get high from.
Somebody is going to figure out some way to smoke, drink, or lick something to get all messed up. Toads.
Well, okay. Yeah. That was a little.
Back up to
we got a little bit of food, took a little break, and then at 7 o'clock, you were on a panel called Audio Craft Corner.
Audio Craft Corner. Earl Newton, myself, and some other folks were on this
Martha
panel.
Martha Holloway. MAMPA, and Paulette Jackson.
Yes, indeed.
Other people, yeah.
Yes, other folks were there. Here's where we've learned something.
Okay.
You know how they've told you, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover?
Yes.
Well, you can't judge a panel by its title. Because this was not about, you know, like what we do, how we set up and, you know, where we go, how we record. Mm-hmm. You know,
the craft of audio.
No, it wasn't about the craft of audio.
Yeah.
It was an audio craft. It was an audio craft corner.
Like
I learned. I'm making a table.
Actually, I learned a lot.
It was actually
I
informative.
I did not say one word in this panel because I really wasn't on the panel. I sat there and listened to these ladies with their brilliant, flippant ideas for less than $10. For less than $10, one of the ladies on this panel had made a windscreen / pop filter for her microphones using what is the plastic stuff?
It's like crochet needlepoint gridding type of thing. And I got some. They had some extras, and I'm going to make
that's like
some
wrapped
pop
around
filter.
The mic, like with
like a top hat.
And she had like it looked like a top hat for the microphone,
okay.
But it keeps you don't get the popping peas. It's a windscreen, and they had all these brilliant ideas of stuff like this. They basically did crafting stuff for audio. And
okay.
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
And Earl and I were like, we have no business being here.
We're going to sit right here and just enjoy the show.
Earl actually still had some work to do.
Earl went and finished up another visual effect.
Left.
Earl's like, hey, look, you're way beyond me on this. If nobody minds, I'm going to go finish a visual effect.
He doesn't even do the audio for Stranger Things. He has other people
doesn't.
Do that
because
for
we
him.
Were talking about that. And he's like, what? I was like, I don't even do the audio. What are we going to talk about? Like, don't worry, man. We can wing this. You know, you've had to be out there before and you've had to set something up. No, we're going to be fine. And we walk in and they're building stuff. And I'm like, what?
He was really polite when he extricated himself, but we gave him a chance to just bounce because he came, he went at, he came in the room, got a phone call, went back out, and I turned and I looked at him and I was like, you don't need to be in here, you know? And,
but he came back.
But he came back.
Well, he's a professional.
Because Earl is a trooper.
And he was very polite as he Newton, extricated himself.
Earl Newton is a scholar and a gentleman. There you go.
We've talked to him once on the show, so yeah.
Yes, yes, we have.
Yeah. And I knew you talked to him at least two or three different times.
Oh, quite a bit. Oh, we'll get there.
Mm-hmm. After that one was Steampunk Spectacular Live.
Steampunk Spectacular Live. Always a good time. Susan Z hosting that.
Mm-hmm.
Susan, you do a fine job. Don't overthink it. Sometimes you make yourself nervous, I think.
Well, there were a lot of people in the room.
Well, there were. I understand that. But if it wasn't her sitting at the table, she could have talked to a room full of people with no mm-hmm. problem. Susan, you've got no problem talking to people.
And just, it was great. It was
fantastic.
Geek Survival job. Tips, that was really fun. And then J.R. Blackwell and Jared Axelrod did a bit about circus stuff, contortionist.
The Victorian, okay.
Do you know J.R. Blackwell, how hot she is?
I have seen a picture of her.
The Victorian, little sideshows were normally like you had 10 different things. So they gave us a quick approximation of what that would be, showing juggling and stuff. Well, contortionists was one of the things. So J.R. Blackwell does the contortionist part. And she goes, and I'm sorry, folks. I know this is a visual, but I will try to describe it as I do it. You know how if you take your left hand and try to grab, wrap it around your head and you can like grab your chin?
Yes.
She starts to do this and goes, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, yes, I can do that, and grabbed her chin. She's like, mm-hmm. No, I'm going to do this, and extended her arm further and grabbed her right boob with her left arm going around her head.
Wow.
Exactly. It was amazing. You know how much I normally have to pay for that?
And no kidding.
And we were just there on a panel watching
it. Really?
Apparently J.R. Blackwell, contortionist.
With great boobs.
Well, just, classy lady in general.
Okay, classy lady.
But yeah, she grabbed her own boob from there, and it was awesome.
It was pretty cool.
It was. It was like, do it again! Oh, wait. Oh,
welcome to the deck, guy. I got singles!
Well, I got the lighter out, it was probably a little, I shouldn't have done that. There's a fire code safety hazard thing going on.
Got your cell phone out and said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as far as I was concerned, my highlight on Saturday, the thing I thought was the most fun on Saturday was the live Mr. Adventure.
That was a good time.
It was a good time. It was a long story. It was like 37 pages.
It was longest Mr. Adventure story
really
that
fun.
I've seen.
Wow.
There were parts of it that were serious, and then
there was
obviously
a funeral at the beginning.
Funny parts.
So,
And
you remember my character?
Yes.
Well, my character was back quite a bit. I will have to say that you will have to just be going crazy amounts of times over to RequiemOfTheOutcast.com and looking at that Mr. Adventure feed, because you're going to want to pick this episode up as soon as you can, because I got to yell at Scott Sigler. Thank you.
Yes!
Yep. My character yells at Scott Sigler, and it was fantastic. After we recorded it, I walked up to Sig, and I was like, dude, I've been waiting all day for this. He's like, yeah. I was like, come on. To get to yell at you? And he's like, do you mean just then, or are you going to yell at me now? It's like, no, it's not about that. It was fine. Oh, good times, good times. And you were?
I was a character called Platinum Fox.
Hey now.
And I actually got a laugh. Typecasting. Like I had a laugh line, too, that was really funny. I was like, Saul, don't call me, can you please call me Platinum Fox in front of the heroes? It was just really funny because, I don't know. Anyway, it was good, and you should check it out.
I will also say that you really, if you weren't there, it's going to translate pretty decently over audio, but nothing will be as great as being in the room to watch Evo Terra play President Eisenhower.
Roosevelt?
Roosevelt. Why do I keep saying Eisenhower?
I don't know.
Huh. Eisenhower late for whatever's going on. President Roosevelt, because every line is delivered just like this. pantomiming moving wheelchair
and
wheels.
And then you hear
people go, that's going to be beautiful.
Now,
even if you're in the Oval Office, not moving anywhere, you're still going to hear the sings.
And who was it, the unfortunate person that podcasting's Rich Sickford wasn't actually paying attention, that three characters?
Jared Axelrod.
Jared Axelrod had to have a conversation as three characters all at the same time. Nobody else was talking.
He was Adventure Lad, and he was one of the tech or docs something, and he was having a conversation back and forth with two
himself.
Different characters
and
with
he
himself.
Was doing so well, but then there was this one moment switching between voices and stuff, he just kind of forgot where he was, and who
am
could
I
you
here?
Not? It was like, oh, but it was a great time. It was a fantastic time.
Good.
The audience loved it. And our very good friend, Mr. Martin Darkley, got to play the reporter this time. Huh?
Hey now.
There you go.
Yeah, he was really good. And Shay had a part, too.
Yay!
She had her debut in Mr. Adventure.
But nothing worked out well till Mom joined along. Partridge Family.
And we hung out for a little bit on Saturday night. We were still kind of tired because of...
What? We also hung out in what became known as a Smoker's Corridor, which was the second time we met
Army guy.
Oh, okay.
Who this time is out there doing a little white boy shuffle kind of thing. Again, wanting to know if anybody wants to hear an Army song and starting to sing it, whether you said...
Anybody cared or not?
Everyone said no, and he kept just trying to do it anyway. The highlight of that particular encounter was when there was a lady named Kim, whom he called ma'am. Now, you are a military man,
yes.
Like myself. We're former military.
Yes.
I'm also from the South.
Yes.
Generally, we say ma'am.
Females that we do not know who are a little bit older than...
It is respectful.
It's ma'am.
Exactly.
Yes, miss or ma'am.
Kim didn't take kindly to that, and she had been drinking.
Oh, shit.
And people tried to get in the way of that, and Kim grabbed him by the throat.
Oh, jeez.
Said, take your glasses off.
He said, I'll punch you in the face. If you don't have those glasses on, I'll punch you in the face. And him being a drunk, stupid Army guy...
Took his glasses off. Oh, jeez.
Well, he was going to say whatever, but she had her hand around his throat.
So it came out like...
So eventually that blew over. It was like, dude.
Dumbass.
You know, why?
Some people are just looking to get punched.
Apparently so.
Yeah,
People are just looking for that particular thing right there.
He shows up yet again at another point, but
he will. He will.
Foreshadowing. Wonderful.
Ah, you like
dun,
that?
Dun, dun.
It's a good literary device. So now we're back to you.
Well, that's what I had for Saturday.
I keep looking at my computer, and there's nothing there for me to see.
There is something on my computer, but I was just kind of checking my notes back and forth.
I wonder what that could be.
Sunday, the first thing that we did, and I will talk kind of like in between these panels. Obviously, we had food, and we did things. The con suite at Balticon was not great.
The con suite was open 24/7.
Okay.
While we were there, 24/7. It's much bigger than it needs to be.
Okay.
But there was the one small problem when I really went to go eat some food at the con suite.
Yes.
Where they were out of bread. So there's a jar, there's the peanut butter and jelly, but there's no bread.
And then later on they had jelly and bread, but no peanut butter. It just seemed like they were really having a hard time keeping all the supplies together. But they did have, they had like cheese and some veggies and some other stuff
there.
It
looks, where the con suite is, looks like a 50s diner. So, that's, people are playing card games. There's all kinds of stuff going on in the con suite.
They had fountain drinks,
Fountain drinks there all the time. There was chips. There was animal crackers. Ate the hell out of some animal crackers. Nom, 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 nom.
Like you're on the Serengeti and whatnot.
That's right. I leapt on that thing like a wounded gazelle. Wow. Okay.
That was funny.
So, the con suite was a fun time. But Sunday, the first thing we... Oh, Sunday morning, I was awakened by a phone call from the day job, which I did not get to the phone in time. So I quickly whipped out the laptop and logged on to check and the station seemed like it was working fine. So then I called the boss back.
Uh-huh.
I got his voicemail saying, "Hey, everything seems to be going fine. I don't know, but call me." And he called me back a little bit later. Turns out the country station, the sister station, there was something wrong there.
Okay,
but they'd already fixed it. I was just kind of we don't want to bother you, but this is what's going on.
But we're bothering you anyway.
Yeah, we're going to call you at 8:30 on vacation. Anyway.
So while other people slept, which is everyone but me, I was already up at this point freaking out of what might happen. So I went to the voice acting workshop.
Oh, okay.
Which had Podcasting's Rich Siegfried was on it and...
Christiana Ellis and Patrick McLean.
And Patrick McLean all there. And they did. They let the audience get to do a little bit of the vocal work themselves.
Uh-huh.
And good times. Good times. I had to leave and I don't remember why, but I did. Oh, because we had to get stuff out of Shay's room.
Right.
Right. So after we did that and threw stuff in the car,
we went to the Singularity.
Dun 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 dun, baby! And we got to see the world premiere of the new Stranger Things episode, Disconnected, based on a story written by Earl Newton and J.C. Hutchins.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, they kind of collaborated, conceptualized the story. Mm-hmm. Earl Newton actually wrote it, but it was cool. And David Cantor wasn't there this year because he's studying abroad in Belfast. But they had He had recorded something and sent it over, so it was nice.
Now,
so
before we saw the episode, Earl showed us, and I not remember the name of the man who made this film, but if you look up a little short film called Shed, it's about 10, 12 minutes. It is amazing. The first film this guy's ever done, and it's flipping amazing.
Ah, okay.
So he's working with the Stranger Things folks.
Fantastic.
And where would you find Shed?
It's just like short films.
Short film, search for it. It's called Shed, and I do not
know
the guy's
name.
They might have put something on Stranger Things. I haven't checked. Like the internet is down, but you may be able to find it through there.
So of course, the Singularity. Before they do that, they do an episode of David's
Audiometrics.
David, yes, mm-hmm. Audiometrics podcast. But since David wasn't there, uh-huh. Matt Effin Wallace hosted it, and they talked to J.C. Hutchins, who described at great length, you know, what's going on with the new book, Personal Effects, and wow.
Personal Effects Dark Arts, Dark Art is the name of the new book, and it comes out in June. You can find it at jchutchins.net/order. And yes. It is awesome. I will talk about it a little bit later, but I actually have a copy of it. And it is what's called transmedia, in that included in the story, there's this packet of tangible items that help you to be more immersed in the story.
So, you're not just getting a book.
Exactly. You get this whole...
You could buy it and just read the book and enjoy the story. It's a complete story all and of its own.
Right.
Or you could take these items in there and look for clues that will further flesh out and enhance your story.
Plus, there's phone numbers to call. There's a website that goes with it. So you can get the story on the one level and it'd be super enjoyable just as it is. Or you could really, really dig in a la Lost and some of these other things that really, really pull you in with all these other contents. Thanks. I'm super excited about the book. So as soon as he said anything about it at the Singularity, I told him, I was like, I'm going to find a way to get your book. And we'll get there in a little bit. Oh,
yeah. So basically you
can read... She cut him, man. She brought a knife. She said, give her the book!
I held him at gunpoint.
So you could probably read the book one time through.
Do all of that and then read the book again?
Yeah, or do the book one time and then go through and with all the extra additions.
Oh, absolutely.
Addendums. And I would actually recommend that because you don't want to... It would be better either or like when a character is brought up, then maybe look through and see if there's anything with that character's name on it, uh-huh. as opposed to going through and reading all the documents first and being a little bit confused or even not confused. You might end up giving something away to yourself. I haven't quite done that yet, but I'd recommend that you wait on the tangibles until that character is mentioned.
Okay.
And then it'll help you to figure it out as you go. But at one point it's just like, oh, hey, I got a voicemail from so-and-so. You should call and check my voicemail. My voicemail code is da-da-da-da. And his phone number is in a different part of the book, so if you call the actual number and you put in the code,
you hear the voicemail.
Right there, you hear the voicemail and you get the information. Wow. It's like you're the protagonist of the story. It is so cool. And one of the characters, the protagonist's girlfriend, is a video game blogger. And so now it's actually transitioned in that she actually has a video game blog in real life, like somebody is doing her blog.
Is it,
Pixel Vixen 707.
Yeah, but is it the Gamer Chicks or the Gamer Girls, I believe? One of those websites, they post her video game blog now.
Wow.
Because they're really good video game blogs, very well written, very insightful in video games, but started out... A fictional character has become real in the podiosphere, and everybody knows it, but because it's so well done, no one has a problem with it.
Hmm.
You can follow her on Twitter.
Wow.
So,
and there's a cell phone app that's coming out to go with it, like when the actual book gets released. So he's talking about this at the Singularity, and we'll talk about the book a little bit later with that too. But the Singularity and the episode was great. The premise, without giving too much away, the premise is nanotechnology and nano cameras. And okay, maybe that would be used like Big Brother, or maybe it would be used to make like the ultimate reality show.
So
wrap your brain around that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's really, really good. I've never been disappointed with Stranger Things. And again,
oh, neither have I.
Solid flipping episode. Earl, you guys are crazy. I love you guys. You guys rock.
I can't decide if this is boring or awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, indeed. So should we mention what we got there? We're not gonna. Okay.
Yes.
You should know at this point in time that we did get some things and we're going to have some giveaways to do. I'm not prepared for any of those tonight. However, I will tell you here and now that there is a postcard you can only get at the Singularity about this particular episode, which we have some of those, autographed by Earl, autographed by Matt Effin Wallace, autographed by the lead actor who starred in this, who randomly was there as well, and autographed by J.C. Hutchins.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan McQueen.
Okay.
Fine actor. If you need an actor for a project you might be doing, you should look up Jonathan McQueen at Jonathan McQueen.
It was jmcqueen.com, but I have it in my notes.
Okay,
yeah.
So fine. Look him up. Fantastic actor.
Crazy because Earl was like, let's call him and tell him how much we liked it, and we'll all cheer in the background. And they called him, and he was in the audience.
Dun, dun, dun.
It was awesome.
So we've got some of those. We'll be giving those away as well. Autographed by all those fine folks. And you can sell it on eBay if you want.
Or hey,
you can keep it like the geek you are.
Keep it like a real man.
So then,
I know I'm looking back at my notes. It's just like an order. I'm just trying to do it kind of through order. We took a little bit of a break.
We did. We ran over to Baltimore real quick. And
oh, we did. Yeah, because I mean, that's kind of where I'm from. So we met up with my friends at this really cool place called Bay Cafe. It's right on the water, not far from Fells Point, if you know where that area is.
No clue.
And so it was literally right on the water, and it's all sandy, and we had strawberry daiquiris, and it was really fun.
The best strawberry daiquiri you will ever have.
Ever.
A perfect mix. Not too sweet, not too much of a rum taste. Freaking perfect. I had four of them.
Good
they
job.
They were fantastic. Nom, 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 nom. And then we went back.
The next thing that I have is the Galactica Quorum. The live taping of the podcast. And that's Brian Pinalto, Michelle White, and Scott Sigler was on that panel.
Yes, he was the guest star because, you know, he had some problems with the finale.
And that
yes,
was
he did.
The big part of the episode was all about their problems with the finale and different other things talking about the episode. I did actually go on Twitter, and they're running a contest where, like, if you tweet about them, then you can possibly win Battlestar Galactica, what is downloaded or something. It's like a book, a Battlestar Galactica book.
Hmm, okay.
But because they're like an official podcast, the really cool thing is they have interviewed like Edward James Olmos, and they had drops from him. Like, this is Edward James Olmos, and you're listening to the Galactica Quorum. That was cool.
Pretty, wow. That's, yeah.
If so only we had someone from Battlestar Galactica saying something about our show, that'd be awesome.
Wait, don't we?
Oh, wait, we do.
We do. Yeah!
Katie Sackhoff rules.
Yeah, and she's really hot.
She is. Thanks for saying that. Could you say that again?
Katie Sackhoff is really hot.
Awesome.
Don't we have hot dog as well?
We do.
We do.
See, I remember that. That's the first one I was thinking of. It was like, oh, yeah, that. And then Katie Sackhoff.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I think hot dog first and then Katie Sackhoff.
Well,
I was trying to think back too far.
And then
I'm not gay.
What?
I did find where we were next. Sorry about that, guys. The That Guy panel.
The That Guy panel.
That Guy.
Soccer Girl was supposed to be there. Soccer Girl had some personal tragedy happen in her family.
Sorry.
And so they had to cover everything that Soccer Girl was going to do. And this was going to be her show, uh-huh, you know, that she did. So that became the That Guy panel with Susan Z.
J.R. Blackwell. Michelle White.
Michelle White and?
I cannot remember her name. She's on with Evo
That's
11.
Because she's Mrs. Evo, if you will.
Oh, okay.
Sheila.
Oh, yes.
So Sheila was on
I've
there, too.
I've met Sheila before.
And they were discussing That Guy.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, basically don't... So the fun thing, again, I think that any That Guy panel honestly needs to be called Hot, Almost Naked, Undulating Babes.
Yes.
Because then that guy will show up. Right. Because that guy's not going to show up. Some guy even said, well, a friend of mine was concerned that he might be the one you're talking about, and he didn't want to get made fun of, so he didn't show up. And then he paused next to it. And it's not me. It's really a friend of mine. Oh, we were going to let it go, dude.
Yeah,
we
were
going to let it go. And now it's just over.
And just real quick, if you hadn't been to a con or ever had a That Guy situation, That Guy is somebody who comes and sort of inserts themselves in the conversation, maybe makes you feel a little bit awkward, maybe either violates your personal space or touches, or just in general maybe asks an inappropriate question. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not to say that all geeks aren't great in social situations. Yes. Lots of people are in lots of different ways, but it would just be somebody who kind of makes you feel uncomfortable. You kind of want to sort of get away.
Someone that walks up and goes, ladies? No.
Other
but
than
see, you can get away with that.
Yeah.
You
can get away.
You know.
Susan Z had the most interesting question ever asked to her at Balticon, and I don't know if we should say it, but it was, wow. She said that, and I was like, what?
Yeah,
wow.
That guy asked her a particularly awkward question.
Oh, was
question.
It that guy that did?
It was not, but...
It was not the army guy,
based
but
on the rest of
guy.
Her description of him, is how he was loud and obnoxious and boisterous, it really sounded like him for a moment, but apparently it was not him.
So it was a different That Guy.
Yes.
Great.
Apparently there's more than one at cons.
Yes.
Go figure.
And besides naming the panel hot, semi-naked, undulating babes, another way that you can help with the That Guy epidemic is if you see a friend or somebody that you do have a good relationship acting in a way that's a That Guy, talk to them about it. Try to break the That Guy cycle.
Have a That Guy intervention.
Exactly. But, you know, it's hard. You feel uncomfortable if you're the person. It doesn't have to be a guy. It can be a girl. There are that girls, too.
Yeah.
Maybe not as much.
Oh,
but,
no. Not when,
but
when
it's not. It makes you feel uncomfortable. It's not your responsibility to educate in that situation. But if you see a friend doing it, everybody can help. Tell three friends, and you tell three friends, and that can help the That Guy problem.
And it makes the world a better place.
It does.
Oh.
And then Sunday night, really super fun. This is probably like evening time, probably one of the more fun things that we did. J.C. Hutchins and Christiana Ellis were sharing a book release party because she had Nina Kimberly the Merciless coming out, which I picked up a copy of that. And
stole.
Well, I won a copy and I also bought a copy. But the copy that I won will be giving away as some kind of prize. We haven't decided exactly how, but we've got one for you listeners out there.
We've got stuff. We've got some books. We've got we got stuff.
We've got stuff. Right. And that was so much fun. They had all these different things set up. J.C. Hutchins' personal effects book has to do with a mental hospital. So everybody got like bracelets to fill out, like hospital bracelets.
Oh, wow.
And you got the little medicine.
Your little resident badge.
Right. Like a badge that you work there and like a medicine bottle with M&Ms in it. And it was super fun. They had coloring. They did, he was giving away some copies of his books. And one thing he did is said, I'm going to have a random drawing of random drawings. So when you walked in, you had to make any random drawing. Just a picture.
Got a blank sheet of paper, make a
random drawing. I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a drawing of myself holding up my book, personal effects, and me with a word bubble that says, I won. It'll be like a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
And I'll enter that in. It'll be really funny if I win. Yeah, I totally won.
Congratulations.
I did. And they're pulling it out and they're like, wait a minute, is this Flinsters? And it took them a second to see because it was kind of small on the book. And they're like, everybody was tripping out. So people took a picture of me holding my hand-drawn picture of me holding my book. It was a somewhat surreal situation.
Now, I didn't get to see that drawing because at 11 o'clock I had another panel, which was fan casts, which was with some of the folks from the Battlestar Galactica Quorum, which was also – she's looking stuff up.
No, it was, according to my list, it was Tyler Waldman, Michelle White, Ted White, and you, Billy Flynn.
Wow. It seems to me there was somebody else.
There might have been somebody who took Soccer Girl's place because she's on the list.
Ah, there was. And was it MAP? I think it was, I think it was. Anyway, we'll have that too at some point in time, blah, 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 blah. So it was fan cast and, you know, doing the shows that you do and why, and what was your geekiest moment. So I missed. She texted me. She's like, I want a copy of the book. I'm like, I get back. When I get back to the room, turns out the next thing that they had, they were giving away a copy of the book for, was there was a picture. There was a picture that you actually colored.
Yeah.
And you color whatever way you want to. And
there were three categories for judging. There was like most creative, most therapeutic, and most terrifying. You know, going with the whole insane asylum theme.
Well, technically, she won that too.
Technically.
Yep, because I did one. I guess I put it in the most therapeutic category. And what I had done is I had drawn the picture all really nice. Then I totally defaced it with crayons.
Yes.
Then I drew like, let me out of here, and like all different kinds of crazy people. Uh-huh. Then I burned holes in it. Then I dripped water on it. And it was very fun to create it. And I would have won for that if I hadn't already won.
They picked that one as the winner, but she'd already won. So
they picked the second place and gave
it. So I got back in time to see her win the second, because it was her picture. And I knew it was her picture because I saw her work on part of it. And I was like, wait a minute, you already texted me that you won.
Exactly.
Are you some from the future? What's going on?
It's future text.
And I took my charades team to the finals. I was on Sunday night.
Wow.
It was Nina Kimberly the Merciless was the charades bit. Mm-hmm. And I got Interview with a Vampire was one of them that I got, and Firefly, and a couple of, and we were just bam, bam, bam on a roll with my team.
Wow, you were kicking butt, weren't you?
And then they also had like a craziest laugh or a weirdest laugh contest to win a book. And Flynn did a good one, but didn't quite win. There were some really, really good ones. But yeah, so that was so much fun. That went to like 12:30, 1 o'clock. And then we were all like hyper and jazzed.
So the only place you can go after that? Cap Clave Party.
Cap Clave Party. I was going to say Dennis.
Cap Clave, if you're at a convention, find Cap Clave. Cap Clave throws
C-A-P-C-L-A-V-E. Throws
awesome fracking parties. Yes, indeed they do. And because I went to that party...
Okay.
I can now check off of my to-do list in life. Got drunk with Earl Newton and a singing pirate. Thank you.
There's a guy in a pirate costume with his guitar, and we're all just sitting around getting drunk, having a good time. We're like, play us a tune. So he just, you know, starts playing, and we're all singing along.
And when he does that, out of the other room, because they had two rooms, and when you went out the back, you know, to out of this other room, comes Army Guy.
Oh, God.
Yes. And these are two rooms.
Dun, dun, dun. Let's sing an Army song, to which Earl Newton said, hey, look, the guy with the guitar picks what the song is.
Exactly.
In other words, shut the hell up
was the most polite way to tell someone to shut the hell up I think I've ever heard.
And you can see one of my pictures in there is because, okay, there was like two rooms adjoining and there was like this hedge that made a U-shape around the outside of the two rooms. So
okay.
There was like outdoor area. They were on the ground floor.
All right.
Outdoor area. And Army Guy definitely fell into the hedge.
Now, he thought he'd be clever and lean against the hedge. You know, he's leaning into it drinking. And yeah, that worked for a while. And then he fell into the damage.
And spilled his drink all over himself. And I think that was actually the last we saw of him.
Yeah, then he
may
left
have
after
decided
that.
To finally call it quits. But we were up till 4 o'clock in the morning getting drunk with the pirate and Earl Newton and Annie and PRS and Susan. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you go look at those pictures, you will see me wearing a pirate hat with my guitar because I did sing Waterfalls for everyone.
And I decided to pimp Stranger Things. And you know how like dew and pollen will condense on people's cars?
Yes.
I was
writing
Stranger Things at TV on people's cars all over the parking lot.
So yeah, that night. And then the next morning, you know, yeah, the pollen, the water's gone, but the pollen had formed around that. So they still have the word StrangerThings.tv.
That's creepy,
there.
Man.
Right?
It was awesome stuff.
And so Shay had actually checked out on Sunday. We had miscommunicated and thought she was staying the whole time.
Uh-huh.
So Sunday night, we stayed with PRS and Susan Z and Jet. And Jet saved the day. She actually had an air mattress, so we were comfortable. It was
so
great.
Wonderful. So technically,
yeah,
we slept in Jet's bed. Jet wasn't in the bed,
but we slept in Jet's bed. Technicalities.
Yeah, exactly. It's all how you want to word it. I didn't have to add the rest of that. I could have just stopped it.
We slept in Jet's bed.
And that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And Jet, don't
forget. Wait. She's blushing. I can hear her blushing. That's so
I can hear her blushing, yeah. And she's going to, at some point when her schedule clears up and our schedule's aligned, she's going to guest on our show.
Wonderful.
She's local. We should have been thinking about that.
Yeah.
And we definitely need to have her on the show.
Exactly. So Monday was kind of low-key.
Well, yeah, except we did do something. We went to a trivia contest.
We did.
Did you know?
Podcasting's Rich Siegfried had a sci-fi trivia contest broken down from like movie quotes.
Technology and sci-fi,
all kinds of just really cool things. And it was four rounds of questions and group of people, and we all fought very, very hard for it. But of course, I won. Thank you!
Uh-huh. Yeah.
One of the reasons he won is he could name all of the doctors from the Doctor Who series.
One of it was,
that you're on your own, man.
You can name all 11 doctors. Can you name the 11 doctors? And I start throwing in stuff, too. I'm like, I'm going, Rowan Atkinson was in The Curse of the Fatal Death, as was. So Hugh Grant was also. So was Joanna Lumley. So I'm naming all those, too. And it was okay.
Total geeky moment. And then they had a whole bunch of prizes that PRS had gone around and, asked writers and just different people to put together some prizes. And so Billy Flynn won, and the prize that he picked
was
T. Morris's book,
yes.
The Case of the Singing Sword.
No.
The Case of the Pitcher's Pendant.
Yes, indeed.
Wow, that's a good one. I haven't read that one.
Which one I bought and which one you won.
Yeah, I bought Singing Sword because that was what I was listening to when the whole Zoom thing went wonky. So since we're there, hey, just pick up the book any flipping way.
Yes.
Get an autograph on there. Huzzah.
Plus, I like audio books, but I like to read. I do. I like to see the words on
the page. I like audio books better. Just me.
So that was your prize. That's what you won.
Yeah, I picked that out. And then you came in,
I think, fourth place or third place.
Right. So
yeah. Uh-huh. I did a little copying off of Flynn. Sorry, PRS.
What?
But just here and there.
She cheated? No.
Never. And I got, I don't see it here.
Really?
Oh.
Well, I guess you didn't get it after all.
Maybe it was Ending and Ending. Danny Burt. Was that it?
I'm going to say yes.
I think that's what it was. Mm-hmm. So that's the one that I picked. And Jet got her DVD of Calls for Cthulhu.
Yep.
So she was happy about that.
Yeah.
Good.
And
I almost took it just because I knew she wanted it. Because I figured I'd have bargaining chips.
A bit of dick move.
It would have been.
Well, she gave you her bed.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
She wasn't in it.
And I almost got arrested. Because I almost killed someone for murder. I almost murdered someone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The most annoying person. No, it was a that girl.
Really? Was it?
It was a that girl moment. Okay. The first question was, the very first question of the trivia.
Uh-huh.
This is technology, sci-fi, technology and sci-fi.
Yeah.
So, name the...
What franchise featured dilithium crystals?
Okay, easy.
Yes, easy. But she goes, well, do you mean like original series or next generation? Or he's like, okay, now that everybody knows, franchise, just franchise.
Uh-huh.
There was just nonstop comments throughout the whole thing.
Like, oh, lovely.
Oh, I got that one right, or I got that. And I was just like, shut up. Of course, she's probably like a listener. I'm sorry. Well, I didn't say her name or anything. But still.
Well, that guy, and we would also think that girl doesn't know that they are that guy
right.
and or that girl. So
we'll assume that. We'll go
super catty or anything like that either. But it was just in general, a lot of people are funny and witty and like to comment and have good things to contribute. But if you feel like you're saying a lot of things and nobody else is really doing the same thing as you, you might want to examine
it's a trivia
what
contest.
You're doing.
Yes.
Really, only the host should really be talking. The rest of us should be laughing. Ha 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 ha.
And answering, scribbling furiously.
Right. Scribble, 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 scribble. But no, it was a fantastic time. Lots to Balticon, every year it's bigger. There's still too much. You can't do everything. At WhatCon can you really? But good God, the amount of stuff they got going on there.
Wonderful.
I want to talk about the dealer room a little bit, too. Okay. Picked up some books. Like I said, mentioned Patrick Thomas Murphy's Lore. I want to be checking that one out. We got T. Morris's book. Nina Kimberly, The Merciless, picked that one up as well. Playing for Keeps, Merv Lafferty.
Yeah,
I
love that
pretty much. One of the first podcasts I got all the way through as a podcast, just listening to it on my computer without any kind of MP3 player. And wow. I'm just really looking forward to looking at that. And it was just nice. You know, they're all signed. They're all personalized. Wow, and it was just kind of like, I'm special. And got my
people like me.
Copy of Contagious signed by Scott Segler. I was a total doofus. I have like this little crush on Scott Segler. And like, I couldn't be witty or charming to save my life. I just sat there like, nah, the whole time. And he ends up being BFFs with Shay, because Shay is just like clever all the time.
Yeah.
And I was just like, damn it. I just couldn't think of anything interesting at all to say or to ask or anything. So maybe next time.
With the stars in your eyes.
Yeah, I got a little starstruck. So what are you going
to
do?
You know, quite a few parties we went to, had good times, saw quite a few people from the forums over at geekradiodaily.com. I can't think of you all right now because I was drinking quite a bit pretty much any time you saw me.
We saw Scott Roche. That was a good one, too.
Yeah, we did. Oh, yeah. Oh God, we did see Scott Roche, didn't we?
We saw a lot of people.
Completely forgot, yeah.
Who was the guy we saw in the...
Scott Roche.
No, in the con suite that time with the Legos. And he had on a infected T-shirt. Bill, wow. Something? I don't know.
No idea.
I don't remember that at all.
Brad P?
We did see Brad P a few times. We saw Brad P a couple of times, but I don't remember seeing him in the con suite at all. I don't remember that.
We were tired. Yeah.
And I had been drinking.
It was super mad fun. If you didn't make it this year, you should definitely try
for BaltzCon
44
to go,
next year.
How about 49, since 44 was 4 years ago? No, I'm kidding you. I'm messing with you.
I was like, I have it right in front of me. You really, really had me for a minute there.
I know. You're like, it's really
I was like, what are you talking about?
No, but good time. Fantastic time. Cannot wait until next year. I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff that we completely forgot to talk about here, but that's what happens at cons. That's exactly what happens at cons.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And we can always, you know, put stuff in the forums that we forgot or put it on next week's show or anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, if you're on the forums, you went to Balticon, you... Say, hey, you forgot this, you yahoos.
So you should probably
put it on the forums.
Drop some, yeah, throw it on the forums, maybe send some email, voicemail, something like that.
Something like
anything.
That. Let us know that you're there.
Lettuce. We like lettuce.
We
That's
like
what
lettuce.
Bruce said.
Yes.
Any closing thoughts from anybody? No one has
I like
any...
lettuce.
Bruce likes lettuce.
Bruce likes lettuce. My favorite things out of everything was the singularity, the release party for the book, and just in general the people, hanging out and seeing people that we haven't seen in a while, meeting new friends, networking. I had a great time.
Seriously, you're going to want to go pre-order Personal Effect. You're going to want to go do
That's
that.
That's jchutsons.net/order right
now.
I'm 150 pages in, but I will not spoil it for you, I promise.
So Sigler's The Vault. That's, when is that?
The Crypt.
The Crypt, I'm sorry. The Vault,
I think
different.
He's already started working on it. Check out scottsigler.com.
The Crypt coming soon. He envisions this actually as a TV show, but he's just going to write about it anyway.
Yeah.
Imagine, if you will, you know, the big, you know, fleet in space kind of thing, Battlestar Galactica. Yeah. Imagine if you got sent to this great big huge ship, which is known as the Crypt, and it's known as the Crypt because it has an 80% fatality rate, and no one knows why.
What?
Exactly.
And the only people who get sent there are, you know, you've done something wrong.
When you send Admiral Archer's dog in the transporter and he hasn't showed up yet, you go.
That's where you end up. Sounds really interesting.
It does. So, you know, waiting for all kinds of cool stuff there. Lots of stuff to learn. Keep up with it all, and, you know, we'll keep you up to date here as much as we can because we have a social coordinator now.
That's me.
Yay! GRD Schweekly. That's who we are. That's what we do. Stop by iTunes, write a review while you're there. That'll be fun. You could subscribe while you're there. That'd be awesome, too. GRD Sweekly, just like GRD. License of the Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Ha! Thank Woo! You. Send us some mail. We do like that stuff. It's Podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar... Why did that just do that?
Hiccup.
Huh. And it did it again. Ooh, that's very strange. All of us at geekradiodaily.com. Wow, yeah, and you could send it also to...
206-3-FUN-HECK.
That's voicemails at...
206-3-FUN-HECK.
See you next time!
Well, you're just in time for what might be a very unhappy ending.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
It's a miracle these people never got out of the 20th century.
Was a normal boy, lonely, lazy, and dull. One day his friend burglars flew.
Drug-a-juices is a Sam and Criminy Craft production.